All right, welcome back to Drive Time, News Talk 93 WKCT. We're joined this afternoon by Dr. Brenda Smith-Miles, who is the guest speaker at the Autism Workshop this weekend. This workshop for educators, it again, will be this this weekend. It'll be Friday from 9 a.m. To 4:30 p.m. at the University Plaza out by the Convention Center. The cost is $50. Check-in will begin at 8:30 a.m. And this, you know, going back to that last point, many teachers who are not quote-unquote special education teachers have to deal with autistic children in their regular classrooms.
That is right. And the truth of the matter is that if you look at the population of individuals with special needs, autism alone, depending on which agency's report you want to select, the prevalence is either 1 in 91 or 1 in 110. United Kingdom prevalence is 1 in 68, and we tend to follow the United Kingdom, but we're just a little bit slower. Well, with a prevalence like that, that means that all general educators need to understand learners with special needs. That doesn't include individuals with Down syndromes, learning disabilities, behavior disorders, who would be in their classes. I think we place them at a disadvantage, the teachers that is, when we don't provide them adequate education to work effectively with the large variety of kids who will be in their classroom.
With a number of children who might have been misdiagnosed who are now adults, and you know, I've heard that you know, autistic children, when they finish school, they still cannot just they still can't have a they can't be expected to perform in the business world like you and I are. Is that accurate to say?
I would say no.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, what we have is a dismal employment rate for our folks on the spectrum. Only 6% of those with classic autism or autism with a cognitive disability and 12% of those with high-functioning autism or Asperger's syndrome are employed full-time. And largely, this is our failing, not theirs. If we can appropriately teach the skills, many of our folks can be successful in a variety of jobs. Now, is there a job match between every job and every individual on the spectrum? No. But there, you know, there's not a job match between you and I in every job.
Mm-hmm.
If you find the job match and you teach the skills, what people are generally finding is that our folks on the spectrum are loyal employees. They attend to the task. They can learn to perform at a high rate of accuracy. And generally, once understood by their fellow employees, are very well regarded.
And like we talked about earlier, there's the spectrum on autism is wide. You know, one autistic child, when they go into adulthood, might be able to perform the tasks needed by an employer, whereas another autistic child may not be able to achieve those tasks. Is that accurate to say as well?
Yes. I know, for example, I know individuals on the spectrum who are university professors,
mm-hmm.
Individuals who on the spectrum who pack boxes in a warehouse, who work in medical records. Potential, you know, is limitless if we provide the appropriate support and look for the job match.
How many adults, we're talking, by the way, with Dr. Brenda Smith-Miles, a consultant with the Ziggurat Group. Is that the accurate, am I saying that correctly?
Absolutely.
She has published numerous articles and books on Asperger's syndrome and autism, including Asperger's syndrome and difficult moments, practical solutions for tantrums, rage, and meltdowns. My question for you is I think you would agree with me that there have been, there are adults now that probably showed signs of autism when they were children and they were never diagnosed that way.
Absolutely. And
so that means that means they're adults now and they still suffer from those same autistic tendencies, right?
Yes, and many of them are unemployed and living with their parents.
Now, is there a connection between that misdiagnosis and their unemployment? Are you linking that?
what we know is that early intervention works.
Mm-hmm.
And the earlier we can intervene with individuals with autism, the more positive outcome that they will have. And if we take an individual with autism and ignore his or her needs and don't provide support, we will have, in many cases, an individual who doesn't have the skills to live independently or have a job.
Asperger's, which you have, as I said, have written numerous books and articles about. I even saw on television with this new program on NBC where the child was believed to suffer from Asperger's. Talk about the patterns that those individuals in particular sometimes show.
Well, for individuals with Asperger's syndrome, what you will often see is someone who is highly verbal, who may speak constantly, but not really understand what he or she is saying, may not understand the meaning, who will want to have friends, may have sensory problems, which means that the light outdoors may be blinding, or the sound of construction three blocks away is causing a distraction. He can only wear certain clothes because he can tell that different clothes feel differently on his body. Many individuals with Asperger's syndrome do not understand incidental information. You and I are successful socially, in large part because we have picked up information incidentally from the environment. Our folks with Asperger's syndrome have not, and that's called the hidden curriculum. And so you will see individuals with Asperger's syndrome who may tell an adult that they look like a dog, and not realizing that, you know, even if the dog is really pretty, you never compare a person to a dog. Or who, when staying overnight at someone's house, will use their loofah because they didn't realize that there are certain things you do not use of other people. Or you will have someone who is driving, who argues with a police officer, not realizing that police officers are right in every situation, and it's best to acquiesce.
Talk about the Kentucky Autism Training Center. Why the work that they do is important to deal with autism?
They provide a variety of services. Their staff is the highest quality. They provide training. They provide social and support groups. They provide support for families. They go in and consult in schools. They work with other agencies that may interact with our folks with autism, such as vocational rehabilitation, to ensure that they understand autism spectrum disorders and, as much as possible, work with agencies for seamless services.
I know there are several parents who homeschool their children, and they obviously could benefit from this workshop. But would parents of autistic children or relatives of autistic children, would they benefit from a workshop like this as well?
Absolutely. The information that I will be presenting is applicable at home, in school, and actually in the community. It also, I've structured it so that it will be applicable to very young children all the way through adulthood.
All right, it's the Kentucky Autism Training Center. Will be conducting the workshop this Friday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the University Plaza. The cost is $50. Check-in is at 8:30. For more information, you can contact the Kentucky Autism Training Center at 800-334-8635. The guest speaker will be Dr. Brenda Smith-Miles, Chief of Programs and Development for the Washington-based Autism Society of America. Dr. Miles, it's been a pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you so very much.
All right, we'll be back with more Drive Time after this.
You're listening to Drive Time on News Talk 93 WKCT.